Lieutenant Joe Pangaro. I've been a cop for 27 years. I like to say I got a backstage pass to life. Well, guess what? I got some tickets for you. So come on in, pull up a chair, turn up that volume, and let's go. Chasing Justice is on.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Chasing Justice. I'm your host, Lieutenant Joe Pangaro, and I am thrilled to be here yet again. Let me start out by saying this. We told you so. Well, in our America today, there's lots of things that we could talk about that would be I told you so or we told you so, depending on which side of the arguments you've been on for the last 3 or 4 or 5 years. So let's look at the big one that's just recently come out. And I say the big one because it seems like it's a big thing. And we'll talk about my concerns about it. So let's look at John Durham's investigation into the Russia-Trump connection that was all the rage for the before the election and during the entire tenure of President Trump. Now, we say we told you so because I have to be honest with you, not even as an investigator, but just as an individual who paid attention to what was going on without any political rose-colored glasses on, looking back and forth. If you go back and you listen to what I was saying back then and talking about the Russia connection, I was pretty clear about it, that it didn't seem real to me. It seemed like it was something that was made up. But I said there was a potential that it could be true. We need to investigate it if this is an allegation, because there seemed to be some allegations that maybe there was something inadvertent or purposeful. And that's two different things, inadvertent versus purposeful. But at the time, I didn't think it was real. And we talked about it and we went on and the whole world was talking about it. But every single day, you'll remember, was another breakthrough that Trump and Putin are together, and Trump is Putin's puppet, and whatever Putin wants, Trump's going to do, and Trump's going to be a dictator, that he's going to take over the world and violate everybody's rights, because that's what Putin wants him to do. And it just did not have the ring of truth to it. Now, the only potential I gave that is that because at the time, Donald Trump was a businessman and had business interests all over the world, there could have been some connections between his business and people in Russia, including Putin, who runs everything. You can't do anything in Russia without Putin being involved. So that was a potential that maybe he had some kind of business dealing or something. Maybe there was some kind of sweetheart deal between the two before he was president, involved in Trump Industries or whatever they are going into Russia. Short of that, all of the nonsense that we saw about, you know, Trump is going to give away the country to Russia, Trump is going to do what Putin wants, violate Americans' rights, none of that rang true. None of that seemed possible. I couldn't imagine anybody doing a thing like that, to cahoot like that at that level, the presidency, with another leader to bring America down. That's the stuff of not even novels, because I don't know who would believe such a thing. But the media certainly jumped on that in a big way, didn't they? Wasn't there every single day there was a new revelation, a new person that was going to flip and give up the whole thing? Trump is absolutely involved with Putin. They wear the same pair of pants, as a matter of fact. That's how close they are. And over time, we had hopes that Attorney General Barr was going to look through all that nonsense and tell us the truth. Because what it comes down to, always, is that we should always seek the truth. No matter where we stand politically, no matter what we wish would be the truth, the only thing we really need to have that's essential for survival of an individual or for a nation is the truth. And while I supported President Trump's policies, right? While I supported what he said he was going to do for the country, as opposed to what Hillary Clinton would do to the country, based on experience, I knew what she would do and the Clintons would do. I thought Trump would give us the best chance of thriving as a nation. of course, through time, that was borne out to be true. You know, the country was much, much better under Donald Trump than it is under Joe Biden. Unfortunately, that's just the truth. You can argue away 9% inflation and say, oh, it's just a little thing. It's no big deal. I heard a statistic today that the average income in America, in the entire country, if you get the median income, the middle income of the entire country is $60,000. Now, in some places, that's a lot of money. In other places, it's not a lot of money, but that's the median income that most Americans make, is around $60,000. With 9% inflation, 8% inflation, you're taking away about $3,200 of buying power that that family that has $60,000 income has. Now, when you're making $1 million and they take away $20,000 or $30,000, it doesn't really affect you that much. It doesn't. But when you're making $60,000 and they take away $8,000 or $10,000 of buying power, that can change your family's life, from the kind of food you buy to the kind of vehicle you drive. Where you go, do you go on a vacation? Do you do anything to your house? Do you even buy a house? So to say that we're better off, that this is really a good thing, is nonsense. And that's a political point of view, to say that it's okay, it's good, it's a result of a booming economy. That's point one. Number two, because everyone was laid off and told to stay home during the pandemic and they couldn't go to work, and their companies shut down, and now that as we're coming out of the pandemic, companies are opening back up, you're not creating millions of jobs. You're just allowing people to go back to work instead of telling them they have to stay home. So that's not creating millions of jobs. If President Biden, his economy is so great that it's creating millions of jobs, then we should start at the high watermark of the Trump administration in jobs and then add millions to that. Then I would say, hey, Joe Biden's policies worked. We added millions of jobs to where we were before the pandemic shut us down. That's just truth, right? I'm just trying to look at it realistically. If I was told I had to stay home for 18 months and I couldn't go to work and my company stopped paying me and I was getting government assistance so that I could live, and now the world opens up and they say, come back to work, you didn't create that job. You just let me go back to it. So we have to be clear about these things, you know? So as we're looking at the Durham investigation, because we thought Bill Barr was going to do the right thing, and he didn't, going out the door. I mean, remember when he was appointed and all our friends on the left lost their mind that he's another stooge. Everybody's a stooge if they don't go along with the ideas and the concepts of our friends on the left. You're a stooge, you're a dupe, you're a puppet. You're evil, you're racist, you're horrible if you don't go along with what they say. It's hypocritical because they never look back the other way. So we all thought Bob Barr was going to do the right thing. And if you listen to podcasts from back in the day, I was skeptical that he was going to do the right thing. I had hoped he would do the right thing. Just tell us the truth. You know, he came out and said that he believes that the Trump administration was spied on. And everybody lost their minds. No, nobody's spying. Well, guess what? They were spying. Now we know for a fact they were spying. So this is what I'm saying. This is the, we told you so. It seemed clear to me, even back then, while I was skeptical that Bob Barr was going to do anything, because he really does come from the swamp. He seems like a good man, but he does come from the swamp. And the swamp is not going to hurt itself, because they all got a pretty good thing going on. You know, they got a pretty good gig going on, whether you're in the majority or the minority in Congress or the Senate. You got a pretty good lifestyle going on, and none of them really want to ruin it for each other. So I never expected that he would do anything spectacular. I hoped that the truth would come out one way or the other. Either come out with, hey, we found absolute evidence that Trump did this, and what I said at that time, then that would be something he should be prosecuted for. If he did that, if anybody did that at that level of president, they betrayed every one of us, then they should be removed and handle the consequences that come with that. Or the other truth, that he had nothing to do with it, this was completely made up by someone else and followed by the media. And there was a lot of this talk of the fake news. There is no fake news. Trump's making that up. And if you believe that, you're a conspiracy theory. And And at the time, I think a lot of people on the right were just simply looking at the facts in front of us. Let's see what was coming out. Let's see who was saying it. Remember Adam Schiff? Shifty Schiff? Didn't he have absolute proof of Trump collusion? He still hasn't come forward with his absolute proof. The Mueller investigation was, that's it, Mueller's going to get him. And Mueller went after a lot of peripheral people in Trump's lifestyle to try and get people to flip, to give up Trump. But unfortunately, there was nothing to give up because the guy didn't collude with Russia, right? So we all saw that those people, not just investigators, but those people who had an open mind to it. Would I have been hugely disappointed if Trump actually did those? I would. I would have been hugely disappointed, but I wouldn't have stood for it either because this is my country and nobody should be able to do a thing like that to our country, even if you like the politician that's in charge. I would have been the first one to say he'd prosecute him if he actually did that. But I saw no evidence that he actually did. I saw a lot of rumor, a lot of innuendo, a lot of crushing stories that never came true, no matter what they did, right? Remember, we never got that Adam Schiff absolute proof that he has. What's he holding on to it for? For the Trump library someday, he's gonna walk up and say, here's the absolute proof. I held on to it for 30 years. Here you go. I don't know where that's going, but the reality is, there does not seem to be any absolute proof. There was no absolute proof because apparently he did not do it. Seems pretty clear now. The Mueller investigation tried to come up with things. They tried every possible way they could. They could not come up with anything. And believe me, when you have a commission like that, that has unlimited money, unlimited power, has the support of the media, has the support of the left of the country, if there was anything they could have come up with, they would have. Jaywalking. We proved he jaywalked while he thought negative thoughts about Nancy Pelosi. They would have come up with that. They couldn't come up with anything because he didn't do anything. But that wasn't enough, was it? No. Then we had to continue with the naysaying and the stories and the reports and the everyday trouble. All along, there was this hope in the background that maybe, and I'll tell you, I'm honest with you, that maybe there'd be a real investigator out there, someone that has integrity, and all we really want is the truth. Did he do it or didn't he do it? If he didn't do it, who did it? Now, I'm going to tell you right now, even though we're seeing that, Attorney General Barr didn't come forward, he appointed John Durham. And everybody said he's a good investigator, he's doing the right thing, but then he got silent. Remember, we were supposed to hear before the election of 2020, we were going to hear the truth, and we never did. Then we were going to hear it after the election, which is suspicious. Why would you hold something that important until after the election? Kind of like they held back on the Hunter Biden laptop. Have we done anything about that? Is there anything in there? Maybe there's nothing in there but this kid going to the beach and playing with his children and eating ice cream cones. And there's absolutely nothing to all the stuff we've heard is in there. But how come we haven't had a report telling us that, showing us that? How come that was silenced before the election? Right? It was silenced for a purpose. So that was silenced. But we thought the report would come out, and it didn't. Then it'll come out afterwards. Now, that's suspicious. If you have something that bombshell, why would you wait till after the election unless you realize that, gee, this could turn the election if people had the truth about Trump, find out he didn't do any of that stuff conclusively, that it was all a setup, and you put that out before the election, it might have garnered him an election win. It may have, right? So why would you hold it? So you have to ask those kind of questions. As an investigator, that is what you do. You ask questions. So you ask the question, why would anybody withhold it if they had it? Well, apparently they didn't have it at the time. And that's why it kind of faded. Once we got past the election and we saw Joe Biden won the election, and you can argue about the election all you want, the new facts coming out, and you don't know what's true and what's not true. 50,000 votes were faked up in Michigan. Well, maybe they were, maybe they weren't. I don't know. We haven't had an investigation. Nobody seems to really care to do the real investigation. Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny? I have to ask myself, what if Hillary had lost by 50,000 votes, or Biden had lost by 50,000 votes in one state, that there was information that those 50,000 votes were fake, would we all just go, oh, well, it's over, Trump won, nothing to look at here? No, the media and everybody would have gone out of their minds demanding investigations, putting on pressure. But when the Trump administration did it, they were conspiracy nuts, they're haters, they won't accept the truth. I said long ago, that election is over. No matter how it came out, Joe Biden is the president. We're not going to go back tomorrow if you find out a million votes faked it and would have turned it the other way. We're not going to go back and say, oh, Joe Biden, get out. Donald Trump, come on over here. Take your rightful place. That's not going to happen. So we need to learn a lesson from that. And the truth should come out, right? Not to overturn the election, whether it was legitimate or not. I don't know. I didn't count the votes. Did you? There seems to be smoke. And when there's smoke, there's fire. I don't know. All I know is Joe Biden is the president, and we're not going to change that. But the reality is, if there were problems, shouldn't we fix them? Now, we have how many years before the next presidential election? 2 years. So we have 2 years to fix any problems that there might be so that nobody can question the results, no matter which way it goes, right? That would be the truth. That would be what's good for the country. Do you see us doing that anywhere? Do you see anybody doing that to try and fix this problem? Right? I don't see it. So anyway, see, I digress as I go through all of this. So we thought we would hope we'll get to the truth, but we never got to the truth with Attorney General Barr. So John Durham disappears into the background. We don't hear from him for a long time. And then all of a sudden, there was that one indictment, that FBI agent. Because there was a lot of, oh, they faked up the FISA warrants. How dare you say that? They would never do such a thing. Nobody would do such a thing. You're a Trump crazy conspiracy person, right? And then it turns out they invite somebody for faking up one of the FISA warrants, changing information in it. A lone FBI agent, which if you ever know how things are done in an organization like that, like the FBI, law enforcement agencies, no one officer or agent makes a decision that big to lie in a FISA warrant, in an affidavit that's not looked at by 27 attorneys before you present it to the judge. That's just not how it's done. You don't just write it up, walk it into the judge yourself and hand it to the judge and, oh, you tricked the judge and he signed it. That's not how search warrants go. That's not how FISA warrants go. Attorneys look at those things to make sure that they meet constitutional muster. They meet case law. They meet all the rules and regulations of asking for a FISA warrant or a search warrant or whatever. Those things are reviewed by many people. Then one officer puts their name to the document. Well, of all the people that had to look at that document, that over time we now know that things were faked up and that members of the FBI's leadership, not the day-to-day agents out in the field doing police work, that they're good men and women. This was the leadership. This was Comey and his crew that authorized that. And this agent put his name on that document and he got himself indicted for lying to a court. Now, at that point, we said, holy moly. Somebody lied to the court to get the FISA warrant. They should never have been and spying on Trump. Because remember, they said people were crazy that said Trump was spied on. Then it turned out he probably was. And then somebody was indicted for faking the warrants so they could do what? So they could spy on him. So that was true. We told you so. We told you so. By simply looking at the facts in front of you, you could tell that that was true. That had a ring to truth to it. The indictment by John Durham against the FBI agent who faked up the FISA warrant, proved that there was some kind of a conspiracy to do the wrong thing. Now, maybe it's a conspiracy with a lowercase c, a small conspiracy, just to get the warrant because they thought they were pursuing something real. See, now this is a difference. If the officers, the agents involved, had good information that Trump really was colluding and being a traitor to his country, and they get to that point where if we just had a little more information, we could prove our case. And they do something as illegal and foolish as faking up information to go before a judge to get a FISA warrant. You could say to yourself, well, what's worse? This person lying, which is very bad. You should never lie to a judge, ever. to get the warrant to prove that somebody, that Trump was a traitor to his nation. You say, gee, two wrongs don't make a right, but you can understand the zealousness of an agent that knows his investigation has shown him the truth, and he just has to get the proof because that's important to save our country. You, if you saw that, you'd say, yeah, that was wrong, but we found out a great truth when the person did that, okay? I'm not saying it's right. I'm just simply saying, you see, when you weigh these two things out, if Trump actually was a traitor and this guy faked up the warrant, both of them are wrong. Two wrongs don't make a right. But finding out that the guy who's the president is actually a stooge of Russia and he's there to destroy our country, little more important on the scale of things that are important. You know, the officer who did it should probably face a penalty, a sanction for what he did, should go in front of that judge who may put him in jail, who could admonish him, he could lose his job. But we would have the truth that Trump really was a traitor and was selling our country out, and we saved ourselves. See what I'm saying? It's not a simple thing as, well, you shouldn't have done it, you should have never done it. I could see where an agent in that position that had the truth of this horrible thing happening to our country would go above the line and do something wrong to get the truth out there. It's still not right. But you could see, right, if you had proof of something like that. Think of it this way. Somebody assaults and murders a small child, and they hide that child's body in the woods, and nobody can find it, and the mother and father and the whole country is losing their mind. Where is this little child? And you get a suspect. And the officer knows that this person was in the area, that this person said something to somebody about taking a child, that this person was in the area where the child is. All of these things lead to this person. And the cop feels, if I could get one more piece of information, we could get that little girl back. You would say, gee, the cop did the wrong thing, but we got the little girl back, right? Cop should have to face a penalty for what he did, but in the bigger picture, the bigger thing was handled. We got the little girl's body back for her family. We solved the crime. It's not an easy this or that is what I'm trying to say. It's not an easy this or that when it comes to these kind of things. You should always do what's right. You should always follow the law. You should always do what you're supposed to do. All I'm saying here is I can understand the feeling or the impetus to an officer or an agent that knows the truth of an investigation and just needs one more thing, that if they don't get that, the truth doesn't come out. I could see where they could step over the line. But like I said, there's a punishment for that also. But if the bigger picture were served, right, we would all be better off. So I can beat that to death. You get what I'm saying here. Well, we thought that was the beginning of the watershed. This FBI agent was indicted for faking up a FISA warrant. Well, there proves the conspiracy. Now, who authorized that? We figured that's what's coming next. What lawyers looked at this and said, okay, go ahead and sign the paper. The officer who's sitting there potentially going to go to jail, you think he would try and save himself saying, hey, listen, let me tell you what happened here. I was ordered to do this, or I was told to do this, or these 10 lawyers reviewed this and all said it was good. But we never heard that. We never heard another sound from that officer, and nor did we hear anything from John Durham's office. There were no dominoes falling over. It kind of got quiet again for it's been a better part of a year. It's been quiet, and we're busy with the pandemic every minute, and this kind of disappeared, and basically everyone accepted, okay, no matter what happened with the election, we're never going to find out anyway. It appears that Joe Biden won. Okay, Joe Biden won. He's the president. Well, now we see our country falling apart because of Biden policies, and that's not comfortable. But we thought we'd never get to the truth. Then Hillary Clinton starts showing up on the scene again. All of a sudden, she's making some speeches. The Democrats really don't have a candidate for 2024. I mean, Joe Biden, I can't imagine that he would be able to run again. I don't know if he's going to be able to finish his term. He doesn't seem mentally fit enough to finish his term. And I don't know that people want Kamala Harris to be the president, so they have to find someone else. So here's Hillary. I can see she's a political animal, and she sees an opening. Hey, you know what? We dirtied Trump up pretty good. We dirtied him up and his reputation pretty good. And if I come back now, I can be the savior. And they'll all vote. They should have voted for me the first time. They wouldn't have had collusion and all that other stuff to do. All that angst and everything we had for all those years. This might be my chance to get back in there. I could see her thinking that, right? That's a political calculation. That's what people do. Don't we all do that? Don't we figure out when should we remortgage the house? When's the right moment to quit our job? When's the right moment to move to another state? We all calculate what's in our best interest. So I don't blame Hillary for that. She's sitting back figuring out, hey, I want to be president. This might be the moment for me to move in. And she starts making speeches. She starts showing up places and people start to talk. And the controversy comes up. Well, she's a failed president, presidential candidate twice. She lost. You know, she's been proven caught in lies. You know, the whole she lied about. Where are those emails? Well, we forgot about those. Again, I go back to that. The FBI comes after you and wants your emails and wants your computer. And you go and scrub your computer and delete your emails. Do you think you're going to get away with that? Do you think you at home are going to get away? Do you think you people who are sitting out there in your basement waiting for Lieutenant Joe to say something you can pounce on and call me names, do you think you would get away with that if you did that? No, you wouldn't get away with that, nor would I, nor would anybody else, but Hillary did. And now, so it's funny, she's walking around with a hat that says, what about her emails, making a joke about it. But here was something that was dire. She had her own server. She did wrong things, and she totally got away with it. So there's no reason for her to not think she wouldn't get away with it. So as we continue our look here, all of a sudden, Hillary starts to make a comeback. She's starting to nose around the edges, and we thought that's it. And then all of a sudden, who pops up again? John Durham. And he pops up with some pretty damning revelations. Revelations that we'll talk about when we come back in a minute with more of Chasing Justice here on the America Out Loud Radio Network.
It's time to rethink COVID disinfection. A study by Harvard, Drexel, and Virginia Tech concluded, we don't have a single documented case of COVID transmission through surfaces. The reality is that COVID spreads mainly through the air. Shared air is the problem, not shared surfaces. The solution is the Genesis Fogger, which uses natural HOCl to disinfect both air and surfaces simultaneously. It's perfect for home or business. NIH says HOCl may well be the disinfectant of choice for coronaviruses. There's nothing more natural or more effective. Genesis fogs at the precise particle size to combat COVID and other harmful pathogens. It's what's missing from your disinfecting protocol. Visit genesisfogger.com. America Out Loud listeners receive a 15% discount with promo code OUTLOUD at genesisfogger.com/outloud.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep can be infuriating. Your mind races. You toss and turn, and the harder you try, the harder it is to drift off. And today's digital age makes it even harder. You're not alone with this struggle. Poor sleep affects over 70% of Americans. Even the Centers for Disease Control label insufficient sleep a public health epidemic. To take back your sleep, Healthy Cell has created REM Sleep, the only sleep supplement made to support all four stages of human sleep with calming herbs, amino acids, and sleep hormone support, delivered in a patent-pending, pill-free, ultra-absorption microgel formula that tastes great. Fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deeply, and wake up refreshed with Healthy Cell's REM Sleep. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
All right, everybody, we're back. It was a nice little break. You know, while I'm on this break, you know, I do some stretching exercises. I drink some water. My watch tells me to take a deep breath. You know, I got a smart watch. And take a deep breath, Lieutenant Joe. Breathe in deep. You feel so good. Well, I got to tell you, speaking of feeling good, I went on a trip recently to the glorious state of Florida. I went there on business. And it was beautiful. The sun was shining. The beaches were gorgeous. The people were out having fun. I hardly saw a mask anywhere. There was just people enjoying their lives, going swimming and cocktail partying and dancing. It was really an awesome time. And I remember I was speaking to Miss Kathy, my wife, and I said, you know what? We're still concerned. Nobody wants to get to COVID. We're trying to do the right thing, trying to stay healthy. And I said, you know what? Aren't we glad that we're taking the immune boost from Healthy Cell? And she goes, well, yes, actually, I am glad we're taking that because I think it has really helped us. I mean, both of us take it now, and it has really boosted my immune system. I don't get the colds I normally get, especially this time of year. I don't get the sinus infections I normally get. I'm just cruising on through, sir. And I have to say, Healthy Cell has really been a boon to my plan of keeping healthy. So they advertise here on the network. If you're looking to do something for your health, I suggest you try a little Healthy Cell. And they also have something if you're having trouble sleeping. And I don't talk too much about the sleep product because I don't have problems sleeping. I sleep like a baby. I go to bed and I go to sleep. But if you're having trouble, Healthy Cell, they also have something to help you sleep. So take a look at the Immune Boost product and at the sleeping product. They're good. You know, I've used them now for a long time, and I think they've really helped me. So that's what I do on a break. On a break, I do some exercises, I drink some water, I breathe, and I look at my Healthy Cell, and I'm glad I have it. So where did we leave off in segment one? See how I rounded that up? Isn't that nice? We're all here together. I just want you to know. Now, this is important stuff. All right, so we left off in our last end of our last part of this tale was that who popped up again was John Durham. Dun, dun, there he is. And he comes out and we see an indictment of Hillary Clinton's campaign attorney. This Sussman guy gets indicted for lying to a federal agent, which that's pretty interesting. Lying to a federal agent is an indictable crime that people go to jail. Martha Stewart went to jail for lying to a federal agent. I find that really interesting that there's that law. You can't lie to a federal agent. So why would anybody sit for an interview? That's what I always want to know. Why would you sit for an interview, guilty or not? If somebody can twist your words and indict you for lying to them, I would never sit and talk to them. I'll tell you that right now. But that's what can happen. If you lie to a federal agent, you can be indicted for that crime alone and go to jail. Well, this guy gets indicted for lying to federal agents, and we see part of the indictment comes out. And there's the big revelation. There, right there in the indictment of this Sussman guy, tells us that the Russia collusion hoax was exactly that. It was a complete and total hoax fabricated by the Hillary Clinton campaign. This attorney was somehow or other involved in pushing the false dossier with all this nonsense about Trump that was made up, that could never be proved, that he pushed this information. And the whole idea behind the whole thing was to create an illusion that Trump was colluding with Russia to attack him. And that was all part of the spying. And then we see this entire web of people that were involved in this conspiracy. So all you people out there that want to talk about conspiracy theories, when Trump said he was being spied on and you say, you're nuts, it's a conspiracy theory. Here you have a real conspiracy. You had an attorney for the Hillary Clinton campaign, which means read that for Hillary Clinton, because nobody makes a move on a campaign without the principal okaying it. You don't just do things and go, hey, by the way, we came up with this whole fake thing about Trump. I know you didn't even know about it, but we did it, isn't that? Nobody does that. That's not how this works. That scheme was hatched, plotted, planned. I'm sure they did a risk analysis of it. What's the chances we would get caught? If we did get caught, what would we say? How could we have plausible deniability? How could we cover ourselves? How can we push it away? All of that was taken into consideration before they decided to go ahead with this, because this, what was revealed in this indictment, was that Hillary Clinton and her campaign made up the entire thing about Trump-Russia collusion. It is crystal clear now what we all knew, right? All of us who saw this all along saw this nonsense, the lies, and recognized them for what they were, realized all along, here's the truth. Trump never did those things. Hillary Clinton and her campaign made them up, fed them to the media, who ate it up like it was pudding, and then put it out there day after day after day after day after day. It makes a pretty clear picture of a couple of things. Number one, it shows the conspiracy was on the side of Hillary Clinton, along with her attorneys, the media, and many, many people in law enforcement who had to know better. We know that people early on knew that the dossier was fake. We know that they knew it was fake. That came out in previous investigations. But they continued to push it. They got a FISA warrant by doctoring up the information illegally. And they got a FISA warrant. They did spy on Trump. Not only did they spy on him at his Trump Tower, at his home in Mar-a-Lago or wherever else, that's bad enough. They were spying on an American citizen. Once he became president of the United States, they continued to spy on him. This is the part that people either don't understand the ramifications of that, or they're purposely ignoring it. And I don't know which is worse, to be honest with you. I have said all along here that if the things that happened to Trump happened to Barack Obama or Joe Biden, neither of those two men that I agree with their policies, if somebody did that to my president, I would have been outraged. I would have demanded justice if somebody did that to Barack Obama or to Joe Biden, two presidents whose policies I completely disagree with. This is so fundamental an attack on our democracy. With all of this talk that we hear every day from these talking heads, from these politicians that go out there, this is an attack on our democracy. It's an attack on our democracy. All this nonsense that they spew. This actual, real, traitorous act to spy on the President of the United States, to hack his computers, that is the worst thing that has happened ever in our country. Listen to that. It's bad enough that they would spy on an American citizen. That's you and me, by the way. Read that, you and me. That would be bad enough. But that affects us as individuals. When you spy on the President of the United States as a bad actor, you do this for an illicit purpose. You hack the president's computers, a sitting president of the United States. That is an attack on all of us. That is a treasonous offense. Now, I know we don't like that word anymore. We're way beyond treason. That is treasonous to do that. If somebody did that to Joe Biden, I would say it's treasonous. If somebody did it to Barack Obama or Bill Clinton, I would say that's treasonous. This is as serious as it gets. And we haven't even heard all the rest of the information. That fact alone should have the entire country talking, no matter what side of the aisle you sit on. Right now, you should say to yourself, gee, I fell for all that. It's the end of democracy because Trump did a tweet. It's the end of democracy because Trump said this. It's the end of democracy because he wants ID to vote. None of that's the end of democracy. What's the end of democracy is when people can commit a treasonous act like this against the sitting president of the United States. That is a danger to each and every one of us. No matter where you sit politically, no matter what you believe, that is a danger to the country. That is the legitimate attack on democracy. And it happened. So, of course, we're all going to be united now. We are all going to unite together behind this unbelievable act that took place and demand justice to save our country, right? That's what we're all going to do. Hello? Anybody out there? Is that what we're going to do? No. Nobody's... Not a word. I think I saw a thing today over the weekend from Friday when this broke, or Saturday when it broke, until Monday. ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, I think CNN did 2 minutes and 20 seconds on the story. The rest of them did nothing. Not a word on the biggest, most dangerous attack on America that has ever taken place. Now, of course, I don't mean Pearl Harbor or 9/11. Don't be stupid. Pay attention to what I'm saying here. This attack on a candidate, a private citizen, and then the sitting president of the United States, that is horrifying. No matter where you are, if you're a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, a communist, if you're an American, you have been attacked. And there has to be justice. Otherwise, what stops anybody from doing it again? So who's at the center of all of this? Who should we be looking at? What should we be talking about? Well, first of all, John Durham is doing his investigation. Do we think he's going to come out with more information? Is he going to indict the people who are responsible? Because now we know it happened. He just indicted one person for lying to the FBI or lying to a federal agent. And in there is this story, the truth apparently that comes out, that the Clinton campaign made up the entire Russia collusion hoax to damage Donald Trump so that they could win an election. They faked up FISA warrants with the help of federal law enforcement so that they could get the warrants, so that they could spy on a candidate, then spy on the president of the United States, all with the attempt to bring that president down. Now we know this happened. Is John Durham going to come out with the rest of them? Is he going to indict these people? Will we get the truth finally? I don't know. Let's think about that. Who would have to be indicted? Well, the entire Clinton campaign, the leadership who authorized this, who paid for this, who was part of the plan, they all have to be indicted. No question about it. Will he actually do it? Is there a plausible deniability for the head of that organization, which would be Hillary Clinton? Is there a plausible deniability that somebody in her organization is going to take the fall for this one? Or is this a fall too far? Is somebody going to dive on the sword for Hillary Clinton on this one and take their 25 or 30 years in prison, which is what they should get, for treason, for hacking the servers of the active sitting president of the United States, all for the purpose of getting information to try and bring him down and bring down the government? There's a real attack on democracy. Are they going to do that? Or is there a somebody's going to say, no, I was in charge of the campaign. Hillary knew nothing about this. She didn't approve it. She never would approve such a thing. I did it. I'll go to prison. Is that going to happen? Is that what we're going to see here? Or are we going to see the famous line that we hear when these very important, very wealthy, very connected people are caught with their hand in a cookie jar? Are we going to hear they are unindicted co-conspirators? So Hillary knew about it. She approved it, but she didn't actually think they were really going to do it. So therefore, yeah, she conspired to do it as part of it, but we're not going to indict her. Why? Well, could it possibly have anything to do with her saying, if they take me down, I'm taking all of Washington down with me? Is that possible? Now, that's not a conspiracy theory. I'm not saying that's what's happening. Write that down. Take your pen. Make sure you write that down. I'm not saying it's a conspiracy. I'm simply saying, ask the question. If you say that this happened, don't you have to take down all the players who approved it, thought of it, conspired about it, and then carried it out? Don't you have to take them all down? You do. And I'll tell you right now, if Trump did this and Hillary had won the election and his campaign did this to her and spied on her when she was the president, I would say they all have to get taken down too. Because that's called being intellectually honest. I don't care about political parties. I don't care about any of that nonsense when it comes to our country and our ability to sustain itself. We cannot sustain ourselves by allowing this kind of wanton, treasonous, law-breaking activity to go on. We cannot allow it, no matter who did it. But I don't see anybody up in arms right now. Maybe more will come out with the Durham investigation. Maybe we'll hear a little bit more about it. Maybe there will be some more bit players will be involved. Maybe some of these people will flip. We're starting to hear that now. Okay, remember we talked one time about flipping. You catch somebody doing something and getting them to tell on who else was involved. That's called flipping them. So this attorney, this Sussman, we're hearing that he's cooperating with the grand jury. Now, I don't know if he is or not, but this is the rumors that are slipping out here and there. He's cooperating. More people are cooperating. Well, that's how you run a real investigation. You know, you get all the players, you pick the little ones off, you threaten them with serious punishment unless they cooperate. And then they cooperate and they get some help on their sentence and they give up more information that lets you get to the next level of the pyramid, right? The key is to get to the top of the pyramid to get that person. That's how you do a drug investigation. That's how you do a fraud investigation. And that's how you do this kind of political corruption investigation. I don't see our media losing its mind. They lost their mind over an asinine comment, asinine locker room, ugly comment that candidate Trump made. They lost their mind over that. They lost their mind over this hoax that he colluded with Russia with no proof. They ran on it constantly, day and night for 3 years. Politicians told us they had absolute proof of the collusion. They've never been demanded to show it, and not a word. Now, this big revelation comes out that the whole hoax has now been exposed. You would think all these TV news networks, cable stations would be abuzz with, oh my God, we can't believe it. We didn't believe that this was true, but now it is true, and let's do stories. One outfit out of six or seven of them that are considered left-leaning stations did 2 minutes and 11 seconds on the story. The rest did nothing. You would think you would turn on the news right now, CNN, NBC, CBS, and it would be non-stop that this unbelievable, ground-shaking, bigger than Watergate, unbelievable treasonous act took place in our country. And the truth is starting to come out. You think it would be wall-to-wall, never-ending stories. But instead, we have silence. Why would there be silence over something so big? When there is a rumor that Trump peed on a bed in Russia, we heard about that nonstop for weeks. Here we have an actual, real conspiracy against the President of the United States from an internal enemy. And there's not a word. There's not a news story. There's not a ripple. Nobody's asking questions, shoving microphones in people's faces. The President of the United States right now, the sitting president, who could be subjected to the exact same thing and the danger that would cause to our country. Where's his outrage? Where's his administration's outrage that this took place, demanding that the truth come out, that the guilty be identified? Not a word. Oh, wait a minute. I don't know. Maybe it could have. Well, Obama was the president at the time, and Joe Biden was the vice president. Could that be why he's not out there with the pitchforks and the flames demanding the truth? I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. This is such a shocking revelation. Now, for all of us who followed the bouncing ball all along, we all knew this. This is not anything new. This is not something we didn't know. We knew that this is what happened all along. We just had no proof of it because we were not in charge of the investigation. We didn't get to see the evidence. People are covering things up. They're hiding people. But now it's starting to come out. How much is going to come out? I don't know. Let me tell you right now what I'm afraid will happen. John Durham has now shown that he has some courage, that he may be that knight in shining armor that is simply seeking the truth. Not the destruction of the Democratic Party, not the destruction of Hillary Clinton, but that he is seeking the truth. He's asking the questions, and he's going to let it lead him wherever it goes. Maybe he is that guy. I hope he is. I don't know that he is. I don't know that we won't see one of those unindicted co-conspirators. There's not enough to charge, but we have indications that people knew and this, that, and the other thing, and then it'll get buried. Because how many people will be caught up in this? How many people knew all along that this whole thing was fake and that Hillary and her campaign created it? Who knew all along? I don't know. I'm asking that question. I think we're going to see in the coming days the future of our nation is how this case is going to play out. If it turns out that the truth is Hillary did do this and her campaign went along with it and people in the FBI, CIA, and other officials knew about it, sponsored it, pushed it forward, and let it happen, then that is the biggest criminal case in our country's history. Nothing less than that. This was a direct attack on our country. It doesn't matter that Donald Trump was the president that they did it to. That was probably one of their impetuses to do it because they hate him, so they just figured they would do it. It doesn't matter who the president was. If they did this to Obama, I would be just as outraged that somebody would dare do that to the president of the United States. That weakens every one of us. Who else got that information that they went in there poking around for? Did other foreign governments get that information? Did they share it with other government informations? Other agencies? These are the questions that we have to have asked and answered. But this is the biggest crime I think we have ever seen. And I certainly hope we get to the truth. However the truth comes out, I hope we get to the truth. I don't know that we will. I certainly hope, for our country's sake, that we get to the truth. Now, let's look at the Durham investigation compared to the Mueller investigation. Now, you can go out there in the media and you can see a couple different stories, how people are comparing. What is everyone saying about the Durham investigation now that it's revealing that Hillary was at the center of this whole mess? Suddenly, it's an inappropriate investigation. Suddenly, it is overstepping. Suddenly, it is unworthy. Suddenly, they're all partisan. Suddenly, they're all haters. This Durham guy, who is he after all? Now, we're going to see horrifying stories about John Durham. We're going to see that he put his dog on the roof of his car and that, you know, he pulls the wings off of fireflies or whatever. We're going to see a campaign against him. Instead of looking at what he's coming across with, instead of looking at those facts and being horrified, we're going to continue to what we've been doing for the last bunch of years here in America, acting like idiots, running around talking about nonsensical garbage while this is happening right in front of our face. Russia is mounting, ready to attack a neighbor and start a war in Europe, and there's nothing we can do about it. The Chinese are ready to attack and take over Taiwan, and there's nothing we can do about it. The world is on the brink of all kinds of messes, and we're running around here with these fake arguments to try and gain a couple of political points. This, as I've said many times, is not sustainable. And how this investigation comes out, what the truth reveals about what actually happened here, is going to make the difference of where our country goes. Because if this is really true, Hillary did do this, and officials helped her do it, and there's no punishment, then that is the end of our democracy. That is the end of our American-style government. Because there's no way that such an unbelievable crime, an attack on the American people, can be allowed to stand without severe punishment. If it is allowed to stand, then it is only the first of many, many more assaults on our rights, our country, and our way of life. And that's the way I see it. So I hope my brother and sisters, right, left, center, everybody, sees this and demands the truth, because that's all we need to hear is the truth. Either they did it or they didn't do it. Let's get to the bottom of it and get it out there. All right. So the Mueller versus Durham. The Durham investigation is now being attacked because of what's coming out. Mueller had nothing all along. And didn't we want to protect that? Because Trump was going to shut it down. Trump was going to shut it down. We have to make a law that says Trump can't shut it down. Even though by law, Trump, who runs the government, could have ordered the FBI to shut that thing down at any time. Shut down the Department of Justice. Hey, stop that investigation, right? Absolutely legal. He didn't do it for political reasons because the press and everybody else would have jumped. Look, he's hiding. He's hiding. He's trying to protect himself. So he didn't do it. And they came out with nothing. And they wanted to protect them by law that nobody could shut him down. Now, John Durham's coming out with this stuff. And you're going to see the attacks on him. You're going to see the demands that Joe Biden's Justice Department shut this down. Shut it down, this conspiracy theory, right-wing political attack on the Democratic Party. Get rid of it. I think you're going to see that. And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if he ordered it shut down. Because who would scream and holler about it? Would the media? The media who have been absolutely silent? The media who perpetrated this lie for 3 years, who never did one bit of investigation, really? Or if they did, they kept the facts from us? That they're not investigating like crazy right now? 700 reporters are not on this case right now, sending in stories from all over Washington and leaks. And where's all the leaks? If they're not doing that now, why are they silent? They're about the truth, aren't they? They just want the truth. See what I'm saying? So I don't know how this is going to go. They had to protect Mueller because they knew Mueller was going to get something on Trump and they weren't going to let Trump stop it. Durham starts to come out with stuff that they don't like, and uh-oh, you're going to see the pressure, the attacks on Durham, the pressure on Biden to shut it down. And if they did shut it down, the media would applaud it because they would say this is a conspiracy investigation. This is a biased investigation trying to attack Democrats and President Biden and Hillary Clinton, and we can't have it. So they would applaud that it was good that they shut it down. Big differences between the way we look at these two special prosecutors, these two people who were investigating things, and what it means for our country. So I guess that leaves me to ask you, what does it mean to you? Have you thought about it? As these revelations come out, how come we don't just get the truth? Why don't we just get the truth and we can make our own minds up about what's right and what's wrong? I don't know. Everything in our country is now politicized. Everything is just for the win. The truth be damned. Hypocrisy is applauded. And we're all left to suffer. This is not the vision of our forefathers. This is not the vision and the history of what America is. So I'm going to say a prayer. And I'm going to ask all of you out there, of the prayerful kind of people, to say a prayer for our country, for all of us, for every American citizen, wherever you stand, doesn't matter. This is a very, very dangerous time for our country, and I hope we survive it. Everybody, this is Lieutenant Joe for Chasing Justice here on the America Out Loud Radio Network. Remember, be a part of the solution, not a part of the problem. We'll see you down the road.